Episode 1 of You Don't Have the Balls. I'm your co-host, Joe.
And I'm your co-host, Preston.
Alongside our ever-so-friendly, loving producer, Robbie. Say hi, Robbie. Actually, don't say anything.
Don't say anything, Robbie. You're good. Well, welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
Or no one. That's okay, too.
So, I'm Joe. This is the first episode of You Don't Have the Balls. It's, as Preston likes to put it, it's a pair of balls between three dudes, and you can do the math on that.
We'll let you figure that out.
So, a little history. Well, first, let's start with why we're going to be doing what we're doing. I've done a podcast maybe a time or two before.
I'm new to this.
He's a virgin to it.
Very tight.
And so here's the deal. So we felt inclined that because of our love for talking and the necessity for some good substance out there, that we would start our podcast. And so we're going to talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It might make you laugh. Yeah, I mean, it might make you pissed off. It might make you cry. But
we are very much aware that our podcast may.
That you're not going to amount to jack squat.
You know, we're okay with that.
Yeah, it's definitely. You know, right on time, Robbie. That was awesome.
Good job, Robbie. Yeah, nice cut, too, buddy.
So, but no, I mean, we had to take a couple weeks off. We were actually going to start this a few weeks ago. And Preston needed to give me a little time to simmer down. I was pretty worked up over the current events. So here's the thing. I'm not going to go into depth on this.
Right. But it's a very popular topic, but it is starting to kind of dwindle down a little bit.
Here's what I'm saying. It was a tragedy. It should have never happened.
Agreed.
And it should have never been celebrated that it did happen.
Absolutely not.
And me, if you guys don't know, the people who listen to this might actually know this, I am dead center when it comes to politics. I'm not a left-leaning, I'm not a right-leaning, I'm dead center. And if it's not a fact, or if it's not the truth, I don't care. I don't care what your opinion is. It doesn't matter how large you scream it, unless there's a fact involved, or all of it is fact. It's not gonna hold water. People getting on the internet and celebrating this man's death.
I agree. I don't care. Celebration of death in context of anything is not okay.
I see the hypocrisy behind it, because you know this is a face forward, save yourself from looking like a monster comment. I didn't want him to die. No, most of you did. The ones who didn't agree with him, you may not have wished death on him, but you're not sad that he's gone. You're not. Because, listen, had this guy been Adolf Hitler, what would they have done?
It almost makes me wonder nowadays, honestly.
They would have celebrated a monster's dead. In some people's eyes, he was a lower equation to that. I mean, listen, the rhetoric of he was racist, he was homophobic, he was all these things. I have actually gone and listened to several hours of his debates, couldn't find anything that said that Charlie Kirk personally had an issue with race, that he personally had an issue with homosexuality. In fact, his philosophy behind it, if you go back and watch some of it, is he didn't care. He didn't care personally. It was how you were trying to bend it to society that bothered him.
That was one of the things that affected people so much, particularly people on the opposition from him, was the fact that he didn't let it get to him. And that bothers anybody worse than anything.
Yeah. And so, but here's one that they rode really hard. And I wanted to make a comment about this, the whole, he didn't believe in empathy. So in order to be empathetic, you have to be able to literally mentally transport yourself to someone else's body and feel exactly what they're feeling. That's the definition of empathy. I'm sorry, but he's right. It's not a term that should be used. None of us are psychic. I mean, some of us might be, I don't know, but none of us are psychic. None of us have the ability to read someone's thoughts and emotions like that. You can be sympathetic for them and say, I understand what you're going through, but you can't have empathy. I'm sorry, I agree with that comment.
Yes, agreed. Now, and as the weeks have gone by since this, it seems as if things have just started to spiral. There has been some unity found, I feel like, on the whole topic, but this is what's sad about it, is, you know, it's already started, very tragic thing, very big incident, but it'll be the next thing next week.
Oh, yeah.
The attention span of people is just god-awful. Like, everybody who started listening to this podcast just stopped.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure, because the first thing they did, some of them were like, whoa, he's talking about Charlie Kirk. And then some of them went, oh, he's talking about Charlie Kirk. Well, I mean, it was just a topic that needed to be touched on.
That's true. And on that note, Charlie, Godspeed, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe the conspiracy theories that it was a fake death. I did, however, see a video that was kind of odd. It could have been doctored. I don't know. AI, it's now can make, you know, things seem real that aren't real. But there was a picture, or I'm sorry, it was a video of when he was assassinated, that it really did look like a gunshot came from behind through a camera.
They tried this one time before.
The magic bullet with John F. Kennedy.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guns don't kill people. Bullets kill people.
Or does the person behind the gun
kill people? Really, you're right. It's people kill people.
And that's another thing. They fail to admit, hey, there's a mental illness problem in our country.
Amen, brother. And us, one thing I want to say to us big burly guys with huevos the size of basketballs.
Maybe
Robbie's back there saying, me too. Shut up, Robbie. I'm kidding, Robbie. Don't. No, okay, Robbie.
He's kidding, Robbie. Calm down.
Just playing with you. You're doing good.
Just stay here.
You're doing good. You're a little off, you know, but it's okay. And it's hard for us to ask or to reach out for help. It makes us think that we're weak. And I'm not saying that there's an answer for everybody out there, but if you have mental health issues, or if you feel a way that you feel deep down that you shouldn't feel, or you're unhappy feeling that way, reach out for help in some form or another. I mean, luckily enough for me, I have great friends that I'm able to talk to. But don't be afraid. If you don't have anybody, reach out something. I don't care what you do. I'll get off my high horse.
But no,
get some help.
Stay right there, because now I've got to play the devil's advocate on this. None of them are willing to admit they have a mental problem. You have to recognize it as a mental problem before you can address it through therapy and psychiatry. They've been ingrained. The United States, the majority of the younger generation has been ingrained now to think that their crazy behavior is okay and an acceptable way to be. Because this is what happens when you turn into a lawless nation. Now, it's not completely lawless. I get that. But it is now enough to where people are afraid. People are afraid to say something to someone because, well, I mean, they don't have the balls. And when you do stand up, you catch a bullet in the neck.
It's unfortunate. It really is. But back to the not knowing the truth of any video or anything, as far as if the footage is real or not, as far as I'm concerned, it's never been a better time to be a politician. Because if you are caught on camera doing anything, it was not you.
No, yeah, I get that.
Whether it was you or not, it was not you.
But you know what else it is? It's also a good time to be a paranormal investigator.
Politician, paranormal investigator. They're both right. They're really close to one another, honestly.
Which, I mean, I'm not being honest. If I don't say that, we're going to do some paranormal investigating at some point. Might put it on the podcast. Might not.
We might put some clips on there of some things.
You know? Robbie, fix the feedback on my mic, please. Holy smokes! What do you mean? But then why is it? All right. Fine. Never mind. He says he'll fix it.
Robbie, the other dial.
Sorry about that.
That's very unprofessional. And by the way, Robbie, that's not okay.
So, going back to the topic of the things that we're going to discuss down the road, like I said in the beginning, we'll talk about a lot of things. Talk about things that people may not have the balls to talk about. We're not trying to get banned, or get canceled, as the kids call it these days. But we'll talk about some things that are on the fringe of, is that okay to talk about? Does it make people feel uncomfortable?
Absolutely. And if someone out there, dude, if you've got an issue or something that you're feeling like is not having enough attention brought to it, we're three broke dudes with two balls between the three of us in a room doing a podcast. You can get your ideas out there. We are about to be two dudes in a room if Robbie doesn't get together.
No.
I'm sorry.
He didn't mean that like you thought. He's just saying that we don't want the voice to carry over in reverb because I'm still having reverb. I still feel like there's two Joes for the price of one.
Yeah, you're right, Robbie. It is the pilot. Okay. All right, fair enough.
So, but moving forward. Going back to AI, one of the coolest things that I've started to do now is I'll have conversations with Meta. I turn John Cena's voice on, and he talks to me. And I talk about a plethora of things with him, things that interest me, that don't interest other people, like the history of Aleister Crowley. I wanted to know everything there was to know about this guy. And some people, like older folks know this, but Jimmy Page actually purchased Aleister Crowley's home when they were recording the album that had Stairway to Heaven on it.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat. Of course, Aleister Crowley was a practitioner of magic, as he thought. Most of the world thought he had syphilis and had actually gone crazy. But I mean, guy lived to 72 years old. So, that gives me hope. Wow. If a crazy bastard with syphilis can live to 72, I think I might be doing okay.
I think you're going to be fine.
So I had a friend when I posted the picture of the graphic for the podcast, and shout out Kevin Howell. Hey buddy, what's up? He said, this better not be a podcast about baseball or something like that. I could go back and read the exact same thing, but it was something along those lines. And I said, Kevin, I promise you, we will not talk about bat ball unless it's comedy. Like, I'm not a baseball fan. I never have been. Baseball season to me is that useless season between football season.
Oh, man. See, I love baseball way more than football.
Playing it's one thing, all right?
No, I like watching it, too. I don't do the foosball.
Does it get you good sleep? It puts you to sleep.
They changed the pitch clock. It's better now. It's better. Yeah, they sped it up.
Yeah, No. So, they sped it up, but you still go to sleep during.
I go to sleep during everything.
That's not true.
Including
you have been my best friend for
the nookie.
You've been my best friend for nearly 30 years. I openly admit to this now that I cannot keep up with you when it comes to nighttime. You're wide awake and still going 1,000 miles an hour at 2 a.m. when my old ass is ready to go to sleep.
Well, that's not entirely true.
No, it's like 95% true.
I mean, I'm running out. The tank's running low, that's for sure.
Well, maybe now, but I mean, as of like 2 years ago, it wasn't. And so, yeah, I admit it. 10 o'clock's late for me, It's
well, it is for me, too.
You just don't acknowledge it.
Well, during the weeknights, or the weekend days, I stay up a little later.
Well, yeah, but I also know that you have to do the whole CPAP thing, too. And if you don't get your designated 8 hours of sleep, it like physically harms you, correct?
I like to, that CPAP is, no, it doesn't so much physically harm me. It just, it's definitely not good. It feels like your eyes are about to build up so much pressure, they're going to blow out of your skull the next morning. You know, when you think that, oh, God, why do I feel like I have a hangover and I haven't drank anything, which is rare for me. But then you notice, oh, God, I have sleep apnea. And, you know, you think they're full of shit, but doctors are not full of shit. It is a thing.
So let me tell you, I've told you about this guy. It's been probably 6 months ago. I thought I was having a heart attack and went to the doctor. They did the stress test. They did all that stuff. And they found like trace amounts of troponin in my system.
What's troponin?
Troponin is the chemical that your heart releases when it is in stress.
You trip on it?
You pretty much. So, but went to my primary care doctor and he referred me to a cardiologist.
Fair enough.
It's like an 8-month wait to see a cardiologist. But so
I'll roll your casket in there.
So, I mean, what? So, but this is crazy. So I go to this house. I'm a home inspector. That's what I do for a living. I go to a house Friday to do an inspection. The guy's a cardiologist. Yeah, he's a cardiologist. And he goes, I told him, I said, like, I'm on this long waiting list to be seen. And he goes, Go to the website, sign up for me. I'll have you in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's nice. So it can be done.
It can be done. And he to a point where he was like, he took my, they all take my card, but he was like, all right, like committed my name to memory and was like, I'm going to be checking to see when you're on the list so I can get you moved up, which to me is huge. Cause I've had a friend that I went to high school with recently die of just random massive heart attack. I'm 44 years old. I don't want to worry about that shit now. I get it. We're all going to expire one day, but I don't want to do it now. Like, if you'd have asked me 6 years ago, I'd have been all for it. Sign me up. I'm ready to get going. But now, I was in a miserable situation in a miserable environment with a miserable human being. And
you got to push through, bro.
I did push through.
You did.
I 100% did. But now, so happily married. You know, I am actually happily married. I have a wonderful wife. I've known her for 37 years. We went and lived two entirely different lives, and then I'm doing a home inspection. And no, I don't make it a note to ask out every person I have at home. But to be fair, she found me on Facebook. She says it's the other way around. This is going to be a point of contention forever. She says that I found her, but really I remember her finding and messaging me. And I do remember the comment that started conversation as she went to Starbucks and she had this drink that, and it is her favorite drink. It's called a pink drink. And it was the first time she'd ever had one. And I commented, all I said was, where's mine? That's all I said. Where's mine?
And after going to Starbucks, she went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, she did. Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't that quick, but it was close.
Come on now. That's pretty close. You're a little bit of a sleut.
Well, not anymore.
It paid off, but, you know,
I was always a committed one, though.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
I've never been one to just go stepping around
town. You
would
just pour heart and soul into it.
Almost to a fault.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
To a fault. And that's a conversation that you had 15 years ago, 20 years ago with an ex of mine, that I am loyal to a fault. And that's the way it is. I will put everything into something. I will make every attempt to make it right until it doesn't anymore. That's just how I am. Robbie, I think I just figured out what the problem is. How do you turn the microphone off on the gaming thing? I think that's what's doing it. I think I'm getting double feedback from that. No, shit. Okay, so, but it's a pilot. We'll get it worked out. This is going to be annoying to people because it sounds like Joe in surround sound 24/7, and it's not even meant to sound that way, but
I think it sounds good.
Oh, shit.
Other
up.
Than I don't realize why you keep asking me a stupid question of do I have the balls? Because I tell you what, right now, I got balls for days. I take you down to Ball Town.
Want a bet?
Not. That was good, Robbie. Yeah, you're redeemed, buddy.
So, Preston, I got a quick question while we're talking about balls.
Okay.
What did your dad bring you in the hospital after number one?
Can of nuts.
What'd he say?
Thought you might need these.
Yeah. Why'd he say it?
Because he's an asshole.
How big was it when they removed it?
Way bigger than it should have been.
Give us an item size. Grapefruit?
Oh, fuck no.
Wasn't that big?
No, shit no. I'd have been dead. Can't tote a grapefruit around down there.
Bowling ball? No, smaller. Baseball. Was it a bat ball?
Twice the size.
Twice the size.
It was a quasi nut. It had a tumor.
So you,
it had some kind of tumor.
So you had like a one singular testicle down there that was the size of both?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They say, did they ever, these are questions I've asked, but the people who are listening might want to know, did they ever explain like what caused it? Like I get skin cancer, I get liver cancer, I get all the other cancers all come from something, from drinking, from smoking, from sun exposure.
Right, right.
What? And see, this is why we need a baby powder blue sign every month, or one month that says testicular cancer awareness.
No, because, hell no. We don't want that shit.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm all for safe and happy titties. Like
me too. Absolutely.
I believe that cancer's bullshit, and I think that there should be some way, and I think that they're on the brink of something with it. Now, I know they are with HIV. Like, they've come out with CRISPR, I think is the acronym, but it... it eradicates the virus on a DNA level.
If you really start to look into a lot of the cancer medications and things, it's really, really sad. They have some perfect medications out there in most cases that do not have any of the side effects. But insurance companies won't cover them, and most people can't afford them. Most people can't get what they need. So they're forced with taking the outdated stuff that just destroys everything that it comes into contact with. It's really sad.
They feel like, you feel like they're systematically thinning the herd?
This is very possible, but I don't think you have to do that if you can completely stupefy the majority of the human race and make them completely dependent on you. That's better. They're a customer, not a burden.
As in, isn't that kind of what's happening now?
Yes, Joe, that is exactly what is
happening. What's the number one cause of it?
That I do not know.
I'll give you an answer. It's a herd mentality.
Yes, it is.
If person A and B are saying it's true, then it must be true. See, there's this wonderful book series that I read, and I quote it a lot. I have tattoos based off of it. Oh, shut up. Robbie, stop. Okay. The Sword of Truth series, the wizard's first rule is people are stupid.
Can't point power you, right?
You've never read the story. You've never read the books either. Joseph,
I'm going to be completely honest with you.
What?
I don't think I've ever read an entire book all the way through. Read the shit out of a magazine and an internet article.
But you won't read a book.
Not really.
I fixed it. Robbie, you fixed it. Good job. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh my God, that is so much better. Yeah, no, I don't know what you did, but that's like, okay, so there it is. Whoa. Hey, look, all right, you're getting a raise this time. I'm just kidding, we don't have any money. So the wizard's first rule is that people are stupid. They will believe a lie because they fear it might be true or because they want it to be true, which is 100% accurate.
Well, everybody's looking for something to be bigger than thou.
I guess, but at the same time, there's another notable quote from that book where Zed, the elder wizard, is his grandfather of Richard. Yeah, he was talking to Richard and Kaelin in the books about perception, and you can try and refute this if you want, but it is 100% true. He says, if I own a cat and my cat kills a mouse, through my eyes, the cat is good. But through the eyes of the mouse, the cat's evil. That's perception. People who believe they're doing things for a righteous and good reason justify it because in their mind, it is not wrong. It's a fair statement.
It is very fair.
And to more to that point, people do evil because they think they're doing good. This is just something to think about. And then you roll your eyes and say 10-point power sword, and then Robbie's acting like he's some kind of freaking Jedi Knight over there swinging his arms.
Robbie, you fixed his. Can you fix mine?
By that, he means mute me.
Well, I didn't say it.
So, one of the things we were going to bring up about what we're going to do is, Robbie, give me that list. Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about a lot of things, some stuff to kind of look forward to. We're going to talk about the music industry now. We're going to talk about food, poor people hacks. You know, that's Preston and I, when we were younger, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I slept in the dining room. And
both of us are very healthy now.
Yes. you would have no idea how far you can get in life off of the frozen taco, frozen burritos and ramen noodles. I'm sure if we did that now, we'd both be dead from sodium intake. But, you know, back then we could do it. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories. We're going to talk about some scams. Scam alert. Wait. Robbie, do that thing with the voice. Do the voice thing. So what's going to be, we're going to do scam alerts.
That's exactly how it's going to go.
Ghost hunting. Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely. We will have some guests that help us with the ghost hunting. So aside from Preston and myself, we actually have two other people that do help us with the ghost hunting stuff. We'll have Robbie. Sorry.
Robbie, we said.
So with the ghost hunting stuff, actually my wife is involved in this. She's a huge Ozzy Osbourne fan and got sucked into watching Jack Osbourne, which I did too. I can't say anything bad about it. But it inspired her. At first, she said no, she didn't want to do it. She was like, no, I don't, because she believes in it. She doesn't want to be exposed to it. She's scared of it. But as it kind of wore on, she's like, no, I think I do want to do it. You know, I don't know what the switch was that flipped, but now, so she's on board. But we also have Quadre Castleberry, which will be doing some investigating with us. Quadre is, he's one of my other best friends. Been a great student of mine at work. He's, you know, kind of really on the straight and narrow, got his head on straight in life. And so, in his words, he said, hell yeah, I'll do it. So now we just got to get a couple of those episodes and then figure out what we're doing with this, to figure out how we're going to do it with this and that, and then how we're going to load them and then all that. You get the
point. That's a Robbie job.
Yeah. No, Robbie. Look, dude, when we get to 100,000 subscribers is when we get paid, is when you get paid. So do your job so that we can do our job, so that way we can all get paid. Fair?
Because if you don't,
live in a van down by the river.
That's exactly. The other thing that we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk about some myths. We're going to talk about midlife crisis stuff. I did my midlife crisis. I think I'm on the tail end of it now.
Coming out, huh? Coming out.
What kind of car did I buy in my midlife crisis? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you have to do to that car?
Oh, God, I
helped.
I want to talk about that again. Transmission and BMW Z. What is that? Z3.
But I thought.
And there's nothing wrong with the car. It's a great car. But the problem with the Z3 is it's very, very low to the ground. And gravity is a real bitch.
Yeah.
And when you're two healthy guys that grew up on ramen noodles and food hacks, you don't fit so well under the...
I thought that doing the top was harder.
It was in my garage for a week. The top was easy.
Okay, but why was it in your garage for a week?
Well, because that's where the tools were. For the most part. And, well, I mean...
Fair. No. Why was it a week's time is what I'm saying. What happened that made it be a week?
We just didn't finish it the first day.
No, you don't remember. What? I had to reorder the transmission. I had to reorder the clutch.
Oh, the clutch, that's right. Yeah,
we did all of that, got everything dropped and down, went to put it on, bolted back up, and then I had to wait 3 days to get the right clutch.
I would say that's probably a part of replacing the clutch in anything.
Yeah. It's going
to
be wrong.
Just don't even buy the damn thing.
It's going to be wrong to begin with.
Yeah, just take that damn thing and slap it on the counter and be like, hey, dude, take a picture of this and give me this one.
Things people are addicted to legally. Air quote, legally.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you an example of things that people are addicted to now. Zen tobacco pouches.
What the hell is that? Why have I not heard of it?
Okay, so Zen tobacco pouches are spit-free chewing tobacco pouches.
Oh, yeah. No, I messed around with some of those. Some of them are okay.
You were using the real ones. I say, that's how it looks in my eyes. Those aren't real ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it'll give you It's better than the damn nicotine gum, which we do not condone smoking, by the way. It's very expensive, very stupid, very addictive habit. Don't do it. But I will not freebase cocaine. No longer part of my life.
It wouldn't be funny if it was like a half-truth. Yes, we did a little bit of living when we were younger.
But hell no, not now. I wouldn't try any of that.
Nah.
Stay away from all that shit. Shit kill you.
Yeah, it's kill you dead. Kill you dead, some bitch dead.
Be like, one of them drugs. Something about got a fentanyl that caught your mouth. I don't know fentanyl. Not.
We'll talk about that too.
Yeah,
I mean we'll talk about that. There's some stuff that's been rooted in tragedy personally for me. You know, had a young friend named Eli, who unfortunately lost his battle with addiction. He was 21 years old, you know, and God, you know, I was close friends with his mom and his stepdad. I still consider them friends now, you know, we communicate occasionally, but God, I couldn't imagine having to bury your child. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, hell no.
It's not the natural order of things. Parents aren't supposed to bury their kid, you know. We experienced it with Matthew, when Matthew Glenn died.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that was rough. That, you know, and just looking how everything changed from then to now, you know, just seeing how we've changed from then to now. And this was one of those topics that I never was able to express how his death affected me. Like, I couldn't tell you how it affected me until recently. And it honestly took that plus the passing of my dad for me to realize that none of us are immortal. We're not going to be here forever. One of these days, the lights will turn out and we'll all be gone. And that'll be a topic that we talk about one day, too, is what do you believe in the afterlife? You know, because my idea of what happens in the afterlife might not be the same as everyone else. You know, like, I've never died. I don't know what's there. I know that my mom, when she was, gave her the wrong medicine. She had an allergic reaction to an antibiotic, and they actually had to revive her. And
she said it just got
completely quiet and dark. That was it. She said it was just peacefully quiet and dark.
Well, worst case scenario, that's not the worst it could be.
This is true. I mean, I guess to each their own on that one. None of us know until we cross over. Yeah. I guess that's also why I have the fascination with ghost hunting, because I know that physics say that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, and if the human body is fueled by energy, a force, a life force, when the human body expires, the energy has to go somewhere, and science says that it just dissipates around. But I don't know that that's necessarily true. You know, I believe in some science. Like, I believe if it's fact, it's fact. I do. And again, this falls back on me as a person and how I believe. If it's not fact, I don't believe it. But they have never given concrete evidence to say that nothing happens after you die. So it's not necessarily a fact. The fact is they know your body expires.
Sure. Yeah.
They don't know what happens beyond that.
Man, and what I say about that. Believe in something, believe in it, okay? Now, that's a loaded statement, especially today.
Unless you're Nike. Then it's their slogan.
But just find some morals somewhere, whatever they have to be, and do your best to abide by, and believe in something and believe in it. But,
so, you know what I think's going to happen when I expire?
What?
This is what I'm going to hear when I die. It's going to say, "Welcome to the dark side." That's what's going to happen when I go.
Well, hopefully it won't go that way, but it could be worse. You could go to an afterlife with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You mean where they go, "Hello, Joseph. Welcome to the other side."
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It very well could be.
So, whichever one, you know, one of them's more expected than the other, and maybe taken a little better even, you know.
But let me clear this up real quick. I I don't think that my soul is bound for hell. That's comedy. I don't think that's what's going to happen when I die. In fact, I know it's not what's going to happen when I die, because once upon a time I was very much into religion and very much into Christianity, and I went through their ritual of, and I say it's a ritual because it's a ritual. I'm sorry. It's what it is. Of, you know, saved and baptized and all that good stuff. So I know that if I'm wrong now, at least I got a ticket in. And that's going to be a content of argument too. Nuh-uh, you can lose it. No, you can't. No, you can't.
According to the good book, you cannot.
So Joe's got to get out of hell free card, right? I mean, I what?
Unless I make a deal.
All jokes, people. All jokes.
It's just, I mean,
Robbie's got effects, and he's enjoying playing with them. And I'm really, really,
I'm proud of Robbie too. He went through the 7-step program.
Yeah, Robbie, we were really worried about you, buddy. I know that, you know, Joe and I went to those couple of concerts and those two comedy shows and that one trip to Vegas and two to New Orleans and where else? Oh, the one to Maui. Yeah, I know you were upset while you were in rehab, but man, we were thinking about you the whole time.
I thought about you twice. I brought it up. I said, Robbie would love this. Look at all this liquor.
That was the first time I thought about you, Robbie. I mean, just being honest.
I mean, Robbie, listen, like, we know that you've had some problems in the past with substance abuse. All right. You were in an abusive relationship, which turned you into a purveyor of sexual deviations.
Dude, like sexual chocolates.
I don't know. You've never heard him talk about it. He's talked about it before.
Maybe he doesn't. Okay. In all fairness, I don't listen to most of.
I did. I listened to it. And apparently one of the things that was in his recovery program was to find find something else to be addicted to. So it was supposed to be something healthy, you know, like go to church, go to the gym, go to something. He went to FetLife and got on with the fetish crowd, and Robbie told me he really enjoys dishing out the pain. So he's not too into it from the other way. He tried. He didn't like getting hurt.
Door swings both ways, Robbie.
Not for him, he said. He said that, he said he is 100% walking out looking like Rob Halford with some assless chaps. And he gets graphic with his conversations because he didn't get to talk a whole lot in his last relationship. And so now he's opened up. And it's made him entirely too open, especially with me, because I'm a good listener. I'm
glad you guys have a special connection there. I honestly say I'm getting a little jealous.
No, it is not a special connection like that. It's not. No. Okay, so he
sounds
just
like it.
He feels the need to overshare with me because I'm one of those people that gets random people that will come up and talk to them about their life problems as if I am fucking some kind of therapist.
You do have a way of drawing people in to tell you about themselves, and you're also very 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 good at having a conversation.
Which, sure, but I mean, what does it say about the fact that I have a constant resting bitch face that says don't mess with me?
I wouldn't call that a constant resting bitch face. I would say that eighth of a stroke, eight piece of fried chicken, and
when we had our band. Okay. What did people say about me when I was on stage? My facial expressions.
You were serious. You were serious.
I had someone tell me I looked like I was going to eat his children.
If they had some gravy, you might have.
I mean, I wasn't that fat back then.
No, I know, but everybody loves gravy. You have to be fat like gravy. Shit.
I mean, I guess.
Come on now, gravy's good.
I flat, guess.
White, brown, all the gravies.
I hate white gravy.
What?
I can't stand it.
Robbie, turn his microphone off.
I can't. I think it's the worst crap on the planet. I hate white gravy, unless it's got, like, sausage in it. Because I got to have something to clog these arteries up in there. It can't just be gravy.
That's fine. You can put whatever you want to in there, but it's delicious.
Brown gravy is my go-to. Actually, chicken gravy is really my go-to.
I like
go-to.
Chicken gravy better.
Wife's a big fan of turkey gravy. Of course, she's also a big fan of ground turkey and turkey and turkey and more turkey. And then throw some chicken in there. But then for the most part, she's a vegetarian, you know? So I just look,
do what?
Yes. So she is, if she was given the option between a steak done to perfection or a salad, she would take the salad without hesitation. She would take the salad. We had a conversation about this the other morning.
But when I was on the phone with you guys just last week, you were going through the drive-thru at Burger King.
She got the Impossible Whopper.
You know what's impossible about it?
Eating it.
It's impossible you don't get some type of disease from eating it.
Look, she enjoys it. She says it tastes just like real meat. And at that point, I go, well, why don't you just eat real meat? And she goes, because I don't want to. Okay, that's fine. So, but she's been having, and I've got to go to the list, because this was something I texted you about the other day and wanted to tell you this conversation. Anyways, while we're doing that, if you want to go ahead and kind of give them a breakdown real quick of how often we're going to be recording and when we're going to be releasing while I look this up.
So, folks, we should be doing one podcast release per week if you want it. If you don't want it, we're going to do it even probably twice a week then. So just make sure you want it. Like Joseph said, we'll be talking about all types of topics. We'll try to stay current. We will try to keep it light and for somewhat will be grotesque and should not be listened to by anyone probably. But if you've got the balls, you know, feel free to give it a listen.
So what I was telling her the other morning is because she has some issues like with her stomach and with remembering things sometimes, kind of, you know, couple issues. And I got to looking and I said, you know, protein deficiency causes all these problems. Like, this is because you're not getting in enough protein. I said, and did you know that you're supposed to take in 50 to 175 grams of protein a day? And she's going, no, I didn't know that. But I said, but did you know that male semen has your recommended daily dose of protein per bout? So, I'm not wrong, all right? I'm not wrong. If you don't want to eat meat, there's meat alternatives.
Sounds like you're bamboozling her.
Look it up.
One of the nastiest, grossest shit.
Look it up. That's all I'm saying. Look it up.
You know, here where I thought that we might keep just, the slightest sliver of dignity. I knew better.
The name of the show is You Don't Have the Balls.
Yeah, but it's, you don't have to have balls to listen. It's a metaphor.
But it helps to,
it helps with
everything. It helps to produce protein if you have the balls.
Fucking, I can't believe this gross-ass shit that I'm a part of, Robbie.
He's going to want to edit that one out. At least we didn't go to the whole washing the butthole topic yet. We'll save that one for another
day. Yeah, you can't do baby gravy and ass washing the same. It's just too much. Although I was having a hard time not saying something about the whole gravy conversation that we had.
Yeah. The fact that I don't like white gravy, now do you understand why the correlation between the two exists?
It has nothing to do
with
the gravy.
It has absolutely
everything. You know what I was talking about. Was not being nasty. I was actually talking about actual food.
What is white? What is, because it's sawmill gravy. What is it made out of? How do you
flour.
Make it? Yeah.
You can use any type of drippings from any meat, bacon. You can make it with bacon. You can make it with, which turns out darker with bacon and sausage in it, but it's still white gravy because it's got flour in it, milk.
There you go.
Butter.
Flour.
Delicious life creating butter.
What about red-eye gravy?
Ooh, I do like some red-eye gravy.
Now, I will eat that. Yeah,
yeah, that's coffee. That's coffee and ham roux, country ham roux.
Yep.
And for y'all who don't know what a roux is, it's the drippings.
So
off your meat.
So let me
which say, could be made to be nasty and Joe could carry on his thing, but we've been nasty enough, so we might want to get back to at least being rated R.
All right, so this is actually not even gross. This is just funny to me. So Preston, and this falls back on the types of meat category, breakfast, he would not eat anything other than a country ham biscuit when we were younger.
Oh God, I love it. And still to this day, I feel like I'm going to die every time I eat one, and I still love it.
Yeah.
I do. I literally feel like I'm about, my chest gets tight. I have trouble breathing, sweating, and I still eat that shit.
I'm coming to join you, Elster.
I'm coming. Let me get this biscuit down first.
But I always like, God, you know, I'm walking around. We worked at a grocery store together, and there, you know, I'm like, hey, I'll go grab some breakfast. And I walk around, you know, and the girl's like, egg biscuit, you know, and then you got the one guy who just wants sausage and cheese biscuits. Can't be normal. You know, it can't be a $20 buy. It's got to be $50. And then, like, on the days, on the mornings when Preston was working, it's like, shit, I already know. I'm not even going to, I'll ask just to see if he's going to change this morning. And it never changed. And it had to be country ham. It couldn't be any of that other bullshit. It had to be country ham.
None of that city ham.
No, I don't even know why they, what is city ham, a pig that was urban? I mean, is that what that is?
Yeah, you know.
This pig was raised in the New York City area.
He had a pool.
He had a pool. A soldering iron.
Ask you a question. Did your mother sew? Get her to sew this.
So, Robbie, how are we looking on time?
That's the roll on. Continue.
All right.
So let me bring up a topic here. I might have one.
I doubt that, but we'll try.
Well, I mean, or know as much about. Not that you didn't let me bring up any topics, and I definitely got to talk about plenty, but what about Con Plan 8888 on this conspiracy realm? Do you know what that is? And you don't have to because it's very minuscule, but it is absolutely fascinating.
As a student of life,
okay,
I have nary a clue what you're talking about. So you, sir, get to educate me. I'm going to shut up and listen for once. The floor is yours.
Well, this will be quite short, but nevertheless, slightly interesting. So Con Plan 8888. Is our government's plan to deal with any zombie apocalypse that may come. You know what I'm talking about now.
Now, if you had said the thing on the CDC website, I would have known what you were talking about.
Is that on the CDC website?
There is actually, folks, and you can go Google this, there is an action plan on the CDC website for a zombie apocalypse.
That's it. And this one has been current. And it's had revisions made to it ever so often as new things, all the way from extraterrestrial zombies to radioactive zombies. Now, with that said, okay, because I know it's something that's very, very popular part of pop culture, right?
Sure.
Right. And even to us both. So here's what I ask you. All right, ground zero has happened.
Okay.
Zombies have made themselves present. They could be whatever type of zombies you want them to be, a mixture of all or what. What is the first thing you do? What do you do hour one?
Drive to your house.
Oh, Robbie. No. Sorry, buddy. Didn't plan for you.
any natural disaster, plan one... Drive to Preston's house.
Fair enough. And why would that be? Because I have a very special set of skills.
He has
the tools.
He has the tools. Does he have the tools to survive.
Okay. All right. Well, I was expecting a little more elaborate,
That's it. That's it.
Like, you didn't
even 15-minute drive.
You didn't even bat an eye.
Nope.
You know, like, you'd already thought of this.
Yep. Years ago, I mean, I'm not playing. The wife and the kids are going to scream and be scared, and I'm going to tell them to politely shut up and get in the car. Where are we going? We're going to Preston's house. I know my wife's reaction. She's going to go, "What?" And honey, just trust me. Please trust me. The best place to go right now is Preston's house. And it ain't for the beer and the food.
Well, that's why you do all this, and folks, I'm by no means a prepper. I'm just what I would like to call have a few tools of the trade. But I thought it was hilarious of all these people prepping and planning for surviving the zombie apocalypse. And I said to myself, the realization came to me. I was like, I can buy all the food. I can have as much food as I can get and as I can store. I can buy all the weapons and ammunition that I can afford to buy. But I see it running out of beer probably day three. Okay. And then I start to show effects of one of the zombies from 28 days later. Then by day five, I've run out of cigarettes, again, which I do not condone. Probably by day 20, I've run out of my meds.
See.
So by day 30, I am feral in the bushes and might as well be considered a crocodile, alligator, or rabbit animal. So I'm not going to be much good to anybody.
Well, so that was another part of my contention, because I thought about that too, because Joe's not on one but two blood pressure medicines. My first stop officially is here. I've got to pass two pharmacies to get here, and I'm going to stop. Yeah. I got to stockpile on that shit. I can't, because look, I can hold up a, you know, hold my own in a fight, but I go a couple days without my blood pressure medicine, and I'll see you on the other side. it's not gonna be very, very long lived without that stuff. And that's what things people don't take into consideration. I don't think that they put in a lot of stock in the necessities that you're going to be without when something like that happens.
Water, for one.
Well, yeah, water, obviously. But food and water, those are givens. They stockpile that stuff. I guarantee you none of those preppers who are on blood pressure medicine have stockpiled blood
pressure
medicine.
Probably not. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
So it's all well and good unless you have your meds. If you don't have your meds, then you're going to get raided because you'll be dead in 4 days without your blood pressure medicine, and all that stockpiling you did just became a treasure trove for somebody else.
But yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it just brings you back down to how human we are and actually how fragile we can be. So again, I think it's, and obviously, you know, if there's any weight to con plan 8888, government's not going to be able to do anything. They're just going to sit, hold the line, and rebuild after that. So we'll be on our own.
Well, and also, I know that their only targets to stop things will be in major cities. Yeah. They're not going to care about the country.
That's a good thing we live in a major city.
Yeah, totally. We live in a major, massive, giant city.
Big city.
Bustling, you know, everywhere. With people everywhere.
Everybody's right. Got two football teams.
Yeah, two giant, massive football teams. Anyways, but you know, that's going to be their contingency plan anyways, is just to contain the threat in the cities. But God, didn't we learn anything from COVID? Did we learn anything from that? No?
I really honestly think we did not. I think the mask is more of a style thing now, because I still see people wearing those things. I still see people going down the road in their damn car.
Alone, wearing the mask. Yeah.
I'm like, is your car that nasty?
It's got to be.
I don't understand it.
I mean, listen, I'm in the public eye. I deal with people on a public level. And, I've ran into a few that refuse to come to the door in 2025 because they're scared of that virus still. Still scared of it. And, like, if that's how you choose to live your life, fine. That's fine. I had it. I had COVID. I'm not a conspiracy theory anti-vaxxer either. I just didn't get the shot because I didn't want it. I feel like if you can build up a tolerance to the flu and you can build up the tolerance to a cold, then surely you can build up a tolerance to a cold on steroids, because that's what it was.
But at the end of the day, it should be up to the individual. It should be up to the individual. If you want to take it, take it. If you don't want to, don't take it.
This is true. Though I know that we did suffer a loss because of it. We really did. And that was tough. It was hard. Because we had a gentleman that I was friends with. His 29-year-old wife passed away from COVID. They contracted it, and this is like one of the saddest stories ever. They went to Disney World for their honeymoon, and they contracted COVID in Disney World. And the guy, he was fine. He survived, but his wife didn't make it. And then it also claimed your dad, you know. And Steve had some health problems anyways.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And it took a lot of folks. So I think probably one of the nastiest things about COVID was the, you know, lack of being able to be in the room with folks and things. I think all of that was handled wrong. But, you know, it's like I said, it should be up to everyone. If you feel like that you want to or that you need to take it, take it. Take it. Nobody should give you flack for doing that. If you don't want to take it, nobody should give you flack. If somebody tells you that you can't, you know, get on this airplane or something, there's probably going to be a company out there that will let you on their airplane. So chill out, do what you want to do, and
live your life.
Live your damn life. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree completely. So, well, this is,
it seems like we are up on the end of our time here. And, again, everyone, give us a little bit of a break. Robbie's new and he did the best he could do. And, you know, I mean, Joe and I, we're fairly talented, you know.
At least we think we are.
Yeah, we can. Come on. Let us have
it. So this has been episode one of You Don't Have the Balls.
Evidence, malevolence, and elegant resemblance, temperamental, lacrimental, chemical imbalance.